1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is urging the Trump administration to reverse an executive order signed last week that would prevent states from regulating artificial intelligence. In a letter, Governor Evers called on the president to abandon any efforts to preempt, punish, or undermine states that have worked to enact reasonable, common-sense policies relating to artificial intelligence. Part of the executive order includes the establishment of an AI litigation task force to challenge state AI laws that are inconsistent with federal AI policy. Wisconsin has already passed a number of laws regulating the use of artificial intelligence, including disclaimers when political advertisements use AI and felony charges for using AI to create explicit images of people without their consent. While Governor Evers did acknowledge that there are positives and negatives to the use of AI, his letter specified that not allowing states to enact their own common-sense safeguards makes everyone less safe. The Trump administration argues that there should be minimally burdensome national AI standards. Amid a years-long battle over the Enbridge Energy Line 5 pipeline relocation project in northern Wisconsin, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has filed a new federal lawsuit. Enbridge Energy is currently required by court order to reroute the pipeline around the reservation by June, proposing an estimated $450 million 41-mile reroute project going around the land. Tribal officials and environmental advocacy groups, however, say the new proposed route for the pipeline still poses a danger to the reservation's land and waterways in the event of an oil spill. The new federal lawsuit challenges permits issued by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the project in October, arguing that the permit does not comply with the National Environmental Policy Act and Clean Water Act. The Bad River Band and environmental groups also filed for a contested case hearing on permits issued by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources earlier this year, with a decision on that contested case hearing likely to be appealed by whichever group is on the wrong side of the ruling. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it's how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A very wintry day today with showers this morning, some snow, light snow this afternoon. It's also going to be very windy with gusts from 35 to 45. That's going to create blowing snow, and temperatures, they will drop from the 30s this morning into the lower teens by later this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.